The Yankee Stadium grounds crew looked like a bunch of lost puppies on Monday when they couldn't figure out how to get a cat off the field. Raven, it was the Yankees versus the Orioles. Comes down to the eighth. It's the bottom of the eighth, and a cat just wanders onto the field. Now, the Yankees ground crew, they're tasked with rescuing the cat. Quote-unquote, rescuing the cat.
Got to get the cat out of there so that the cat doesn't get injured, but obviously they got to get gameplay back underway again.
Right, but no matter how hard they tried, these large grown men, the cat kept escaping. Here's the commentators while it's happening.
We've seen this before, Michael. Remember in Seattle, and then the grounds crew actually picked up the little kitten, and the kitten bit him.
Well, of course the cat would bite. I mean, the whole thing is that it's trying to take over and probably take them out, right?
No, I'm guessing that's not the case. It's probably just terrified because there's 40,000 people screaming around it at that point, making a bunch of noise.
Yeah.
And he ended up dropping him again.
Yep, then they picked him up, and he escaped, jumped out. Now the crowd is going crazy.
Absolutely.
And is cheering, MVP.
Right.
Let's go, cat.
Right.
Yeah. And it continues.
That thing, that cat is going to be exhausted. Ouch.
Just open the door. What are they doing? Oh, my goodness.
I want you to picture several large men standing there completely baffled on how to get the cat off the field. And as they all slowly move in on the cat, the cat just takes off and just is 100% free again.
Two times, the cat was right near the bullpen door, and they kept the door closed. Makes no sense.
Can you believe it?
It's the same thing, though, from commentators every time. Like, they all believe that up there in the booth, they know exactly what to do. You know what I mean? Like, John Sterling knows exactly what we're going to do to catch this cat, although he'll bust a hip trying to go for him.
The cat escaped again.
Can't make this up. There you go.
Finally, they open the door and the cat runs out and the crowd goes wild.
I'm going to say this is that I think the cat was a plant. All right. Oh. So the Yankees have been having a rough go this season here. They just signed a couple guys and, you know, now all of a sudden they're going to win a couple games. It looks like this is the rally cat is what this is. So this has happened before. As they said, they were mentioning even in that commentary. Remember in Seattle, this happened or whatever. There's been a rally squirrel over the years. There's certainly been several rally cats. I think there's even been a rally raccoon at one point or another at one park or another. So what happens is the cat thing happens. The Yankees are going to go on a winning streak.
You think so?
Yep, I do. I believe this. It was a plant by the grounds crew.
All right, but if you're going to battle a cat and get a cat off the field, now this is a Bronx cat, so this cat doesn't mess around.
True, it is a city cat.
Right. What are you going to do to get it off the field?
Well, you got
to
have meat. You got to lure a cat in first and foremost, right? So if you don't have catnip on you, you're going to have to be able to part with your sandwich, all right? Maybe a hot dog, sausage and pepper, whatever you've got there at the ballpark, really. But you're going to have to give up some food, really, to lure the cat in.
My mom's cat loves fried calamari. True story.
That's what I'm saying is make friends with the cat first before you then go ahead and try and scoop them up, all right? If you try and grab a cat or whatever, you're going to have big, big problems.
All right, one other thing you do. You need to have meat to lure the cat in.
Yeah.
And once the last thing?
You got to have a good delivery as far as on your kitty. You got to have a good delivery, and you got to get low.
Can you
did any of these security guards get on the floor?
No, they were too intimidated.
No, see, that's the thing. You got to get low.
Yeah.
Of course, once you get low,
you
also run the danger of the cat coming at your face, and then, you know, therefore you're scarred for life.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that just took a dark turn.
But, I mean, if the team starts to win after that, the crowd will still love you.